Global equities navigated tumultuous waters in the third quarter, with interest rates emerging as the dominant force steering the ship. In the United States, the 10-year Treasury yield reached heights unseen in over a decade. This surge didn't merely affect fixed income results, it also prompted investors to revisit stock valuation, echoing our discussion from last week's episode. Amid this heightened focus on bond yields, markets now gauge economic data by one crucial measure, its potential impact on yields. This shifts our perspective, suggesting we might be oscillating between a world where good news is bad and vice versa. But could there be nuances in the data we are overlooking? This week, let us delve into our macroeconomic outlook, aiming to answer a pressing question. Are we headed for a soft landing or stagflation? I am Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 2nd. Listen on as we navigate the living market. There was a lot of action in the third quarter. In early July, conversations and debates regarding some type of landing scenario was between a soft landing and a no landing outcome. Central bank policy rates seemed to have peaked and cuts were imminent. Add to that, the general consensus was the battle against inflation appeared to be won. However, discussed here and elsewhere, we urged caution against the stickiness of inflation and its impact, and our concerns were validated. While inflation decreased, it remains above the central bank target, and external factors likely keeping it elevated. This realization dashed any hopes of declining rates in late 2023. The U.S. markets adjusted, and in Canada, robust oil prices weren't enough to buoy equities. The S&P TSX's trajectory echoed the S&P 500 index's downturn. Internationally, the story was familiar. Equities in Europe and emerging markets felt the weight of macroeconomic vulnerabilities and volatile interest rates. The current landscape suggests an era of prolonged and elevated rates, the dreaded higher for longer. Discussions that were centered around central bank policy have now pivoted to bond rates, the current talk of the town. This shift has birthed a paradox. Traditionally, positive economic indicators are now gauged by their yield impact. Consequently, promising economic news might lift rates, which can be detrimental to the equity markets. Conversely, bad economic data augments recession fears, equally worrying. It's a peculiar situation where both good and bad news distress the markets. Yet, markets can occasionally exaggerate, whether in euphoria or in pessimism, so let's dissect the dominant narratives and review the data. First, a topic of much discussion. The yield curve remains inverted. It is essential to underscore the historical correlation here. An inversion can foreshadow a recession, but the recession itself typically sets in only when the yield curve rectifies itself. Currently, the faster rising 10-year rate compared to the 2-year is steepening the curve, hinting at an impending recession. Next, the housing sector remains sluggish, with borrowing costs discouraging both builders and buyers alike. Tighter credit conditions are also tilting unfavorably, indicating potential borrowing and lending challenges. The leading economic indicators, the LEI, showed little progress in the past month. Yet, it's not all gloomy. Manufacturing is showing improving signs, with the ISM September's figures not only surpassing expectations, but nearing the crucial 50-point line, trending in the right direction. Inflation, for the most part, seems to be reined in. However, a word of caution, the oil sector might introduce some unpredictability here. But above all, the labor market continues to be a pillar of strength. Its resilience alone is enough to keep the soft landing scenario and a likely outcome considering all things equal, because as long as people are working, the rest is mostly a matter of deleveraging slowly. While today's financial landscape presents hurdles, opportunities do exist. We still believe that valuation gaps that exist across asset classes may prove to be an opportunity for investors going forward. From this point on, bond yields are proving attractive and default rates continue to be very low. Yes, we are aware that this asset class is performing poorly in the last few years and could see continued volatility, but weakness in fixed income is finally balanced with strong coupons. Fixed income keeps its defensive capabilities in case of a harder than expected recession and continues to pay a healthy income in the meantime. Not a bad deal. We believe This will allow for improved risk and return profile going forward. I'm Ashish Uttered, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.